So I imagined him as he might have been if he hadn't been killed, if he had gone on from the age of 46 after leaving the Air Force. I tried to think what a man like him would have done, and I imagined that possibly he might have gone as far as he could from the world of newspapers and gone out to British Columbia, which was a place I knew very well. And I don't think any novelist should write about a location that he doesn't know well. I imagined him buying a small boat, motorboat preferably, puttering about among the islands and preserving his anonymity and getting away from publicity completely.